live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal deputy has introduced a new piece of legislation which would define housing, health, education and other social needs as fundamental human rights. A potential error sign dating back to World War II has been discovered in Fannid. €1.8 million has been allocated for progress on the establishment of a technological university serving the West and Northwest. And a couple have been left badly shaken after being held at gunpoint in their home in the Yates Court area of Derry last night. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch. But first in news, Theresa May says it's up to the European Union to come up with new Brexit plans. In a speech after EU leaders rejected her Chequers plan, the British Prime Minister demanded respect and said Brexit negotiations can't make progress without a move from Brussels. The sticking points are trade and the Irish border. She also insists the EU must respect the integrity of the UK, including Northern Ireland.
At this late stage in the negotiations, it is not acceptable to simply reject the other side's proposals without a detailed explanation and counter-proposals.
A Donegal deputy has introduced a new piece of legislation which would define housing, health, education and other social needs as fundamental human rights. Deputy Thomas Pringle says the Economic, Social and Cultural Rights Bill would lead to a referendum asking the people to enshrine these rights in the Constitution. Claiming current policy is failing the people, Deputy Pringle has pointed to the Rebuilding Ireland Home Loan Scheme introduced last year as a measure of the government's failure. He says rather than helping ease the housing crisis, it's doing the opposite.
In Donegal, since the scheme opened, we've had 23 applications and only 12 have been approved. So that's a 50% approval rate straight away. What happens is when the applications are approved in Donegal, they have to go up to the department in Dublin then to be further approved. The money is coming out of a national pot, which means then that there may not be money available for the approvals that have taken place here in the county. Then you have the crazy situation that if you make an application and you're approved by Donegal County Council, and then the house is subsequently sold to somebody else, you have to make a completely new application for the next house to look at. So it's just an absolutely crazy system that can't work.
And very often a house will come on the market and it could be almost a competition to be the first in with the offer to get the house, and that doesn't really lend itself to a system which is heavy on bureaucracy.
Exactly, and the way the system is set up, the house will be gone probably by the time you get approval. Why couldn't that person be approved, say, for an individual is approved for, say, 150,000 and they could buy any house that would meet that amount rather than having to actually have a house in mind before you actually apply, which is just a crazy system.
Is this a scheme that can be altered to make it more suitable, or is it a matter of ripping it up and starting again?
Well, personally, I believe we have to get rid of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael before we can actually get schemes at work. But failing that, we have to rip this up and we have to, the minister has to look to see what is actually going to work and what is going to make sense rather than what looks good on a press release.
A potential error sign dating back to World War II has been discovered in Fannid. The discovery was made during the filming of TJ Carr's small-scale feature on the history of Fannid Lighthouse. Mobile journalist Satanto Doherty, while editing the footage, identified the number 9 etched in the landscape near the lighthouse.
So I was filming in Fannid Head Lighthouse a number of weeks ago for a piece for TJ Carr Mullscale, and as I was flying the drone over, I noticed... Well, I was kind of looking around for various different artifacts and different things to look at for the piece that I was doing. And when I came back to the editing suite a number of days later, I found what I thought was a number, and subsequently found that was the missing number of the era sign that was in the that was part of Fannid Head Lighthouse during the Second World War.
And indeed, this is a great discovery, as a number have been discovered across the country in recent times.
Absolutely. There's been a number of finds over the last couple of last years, so particularly the one in Braehead, where they had a brush fire there and it kind of exposed the stones of the era sign itself. And I suppose looking back or looking forward, it's now nice to find something local, particularly for Donegal itself. So it's a nice find, and it's good for the area, and hopefully maybe some people will be interested in restoring it, perhaps.
And indeed, as you say, it is a part of history, so potentially capitalising on this.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a great location. It's a great spot. It's a valuable asset to the Wild Atlantic Way, particularly for the Bannet Peninsula itself.
Abortion services will be in place in Ireland by January. The Health Minister says they are on track to deliver on time following the referendum in May. A final version of legislation is being introduced to Cabinet next week and the Dáil the week after. It will then be brought to the two houses of the Oireachtas to be passed before the end of November. Minister Simon Harris hopes it will pass without opposition at this stage.
I would appeal to both TDs and senators, regardless of their own personal views in relation to this, to respect the will of the people. The people of Ireland voted on this matter in May. They've given their verdict, and they haven't just asked us, they've actually instructed us now as legislators to do our job and legislate in this area.
€1.8 million has been allocated for progress on the establishment of a technological university serving the West and Northwest. The Connacht Ulster Alliance is bringing together the Institutes of Technology in Letterkenny, Sligo, Galway and Mayo, with a formal proposal expected in 2 years' time. Letterkenny IT has also put in a separate application for funding to strengthen the cross-border links established with Ulster University and Northwest Regional College in Derry. LYIT President Paul Hannigan says the location of the facility means it's vital that this strand of cooperation continues.
We're hopeful that we will receive backing for that project, because the combination of the technological university and also the cross-border cluster is really important in terms of making Letterkenny IT a really strong part of the development of higher education and regional development in this area. What we're looking at really is to try and improve the student mobility among the four institutions, and also develop the engagement around research and development and industry engagement as well. It's really important for us in the context of Ireland 2040, the development of the Northwest City region, that we're in support of the local authorities on both sides of the border and other stakeholders, and we believe that the higher and further education institutions can take a particular lead here.
Obviously, Letterkenny has long had links with the institutions in Derry and further afield in Northern Ireland and elsewhere. I take it that the ITs in Sligo and Galway Mayo are also looking towards what's available in terms of these linkages and wondering how they can benefit and how they can take part in this process.
When you're looking at the development of the technological universities in the south, our particular location would determine that we have to have a particular approach in terms of cross-border activity. I don't see that these projects are mutually exclusive. I see a situation where, you know, we have to pursue both tracks at the moment, but that one will support the other as we progress. And I think Letterkenny IT has a pivotal role to play in that, and that obviously would benefit our partners as well.
Meanwhile, Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh says this is a very important application in terms of the overall development of Donegal in the context of the Ireland 2040 plan. He's confident funding will be forthcoming to support the Institute's cross-border endeavours.
We have regional city status now for Letterkenny, Derry and Strabane, and what we want to do is to have university status pinned down. It's really, really important that the cross-border element now gets formal recognition. We're ploughing ahead with it. I know we still have the vacuum of no assembly in Northern Ireland, but that's not stopping the work on the Northwest collaboration, and it's important that's kept very, very top of the agenda.
Our understanding is that there are to be discussions at government level in the coming days and weeks with regards to that extra funding. Is it your belief we will see positive funding announcements with regards to that particular application?
Yes, I'm confident, because there's a clear commitment coming from government at a very, very high level that the Northwest Strategic Partnership that we have in our region, and the great work that's going on even at a local authority level, there is an appreciation at the highest level of government that Donegal will no longer be working in isolation. The successful future for our region is going to be on a cross-border basis. So if it's in the area of health, education, which we're talking about here now, to ensure that our region is no longer defined as a county of Donegal isolated from the rest.
A couple have been left badly shaken after being held at gunpoint in their home in the Yates Court area of Derry last night. Four masked men entered the property shortly before 10 o'clock. Detectives are appealing to anyone who may have any information to come forward. Catherine Gaffney reports.
Just before 10 to 10 last night, four masked men, one armed with a suspected firearm, entered a flat in Yates Court and forced the two occupants into the kitchen. The armed man stayed with the occupants in the kitchen whilst the other three smashed furniture and windows in the flat. There were no reports of any injuries as a result of the incident. However, the occupants were left badly shaken. Detectives are urging anyone with information about the incident or anyone who was in the area of Yates Court last night and noticed any suspicious activity to contact them at Strand Road or via Crime Stoppers at 0800 555 111.
Gavin Duffy has officially lodged his nomination papers to contest the presidential election. He is the first to submit the documents after getting the support of four local authorities. Meath, Carlow, Wicklow and Waterford all backed his bid. Speaking outside Custom House this afternoon, Gavin Duffy said he is not afraid about being interrogated during the campaign.
I believe in an open and transparent presidency, and so I'm looking forward to all the questions. Yes, some of them will be tough. Some of the debates, no doubt, will be robust. There'll be interrogations as much as interviews, but I welcome that. It's part of the process.
Meanwhile, a referendum to remove blasphemy from the Constitution will be held on the same day as the presidential election. The votes will take place on October the 26th. People will be asked if they want to remove the part of the law that makes blasphemy an offence.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny with a one-day fly sale this Sunday, 23rd.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. It's a busy weekend of sport ahead, starting with soccer in the League of Ireland Premier Division tonight. Cork City and Dundalk face off. Dundalk can go 9 points clear with a win there with just four games left. Waterford can go third if they beat Sligo Rovers. In the other game there tonight, Bray Wanderers host Limerick. Tomorrow sees Derry City, who are seventh, host Shamrock Rovers at 5 p.m. at the Brandywell Stadium. And also tomorrow, it's Bohemians travelling to St. Patrick's Athletic. The League of Ireland First Division tomorrow, 7:45 kickoff. Finn Harps will host Cabin Teely at Finn Park. Elsewhere tomorrow, Wexford host Athlone Town. Cove Ramblers host Drogheda. UCD travel to Longford. And Galway United travel to Dublin to face Shelburne. In the Irish Premiership, there's one game tonight. Newry City host Warren Point Town. And tomorrow, it's first against third when Linfield host Coleraine. And Institute, who have two wins and five losses so far this season, will travel to Glentoran. The Ulster Senior League gets underway on Sunday, and the Cockhill Celtic, who have won the League and Cup double for 6 years in a row, kick off their campaign against Swilly Rovers, while Fannin United will host Letterkenny Rovers. Cross Channel and Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp insists there's no crisis surrounding Mohamed Salah's form. The Egypt forward scored 44 goals for the Reds last season, but has failed to hit the net in their three games so far. Klopp says Salah is offering more to the team than goals and that dips in form are normal.
Defensive side, the last two games were outstanding. Perfect phone, so important in these games especially, so that shows everything, or says everything about him, that he's really ready to work for the team in these moments, and it's a completely normal situation for an offensive player that you have times when you don't score, but he's still a threat.
Sergio Aguero has signed a one-year contract extension at Manchester City. The striker is City's all-time leading goal scorer with 204 goals to his name. Aguero has won three Premier League titles in his time with the club. Gaelic Games, and it's a busy weekend here in Donegal in the Football Championship. Donegal Senior Football Championship tomorrow in Group C. St. Michael's host Mallon and Termin host Four Masters. Wins for St. Michael's and Four Masters will send them to the quarterfinals. Should Termin and St. Michael's win, St. Michael's will go through with second place and relegation place decided on score difference. And if Mallon and Four Masters win, score difference will decide who goes through to the quarterfinals. In Group D, it's Killybegs travelling to Milford and McCool's hosting Kilcar. Kilcar and McCool's, of course, already through to the quarterfinals with the winner of their tie to top the group, and the loser of Milford and Killybegs will go into the relegation playoffs. Intermediate Championship action tomorrow. Neave Breeds host Clonmacnoise and Buncrana travel to Glenfinn. On Sunday, our featured game is the Group B game between Naoimh Connell and St Eunan's, and the other game in Group B on Sunday is Dunloe against Gweedore. Gweedore, of course, already into the quarterfinals and will finish top no matter of the result in Dunloe because they have already won the head-to-heads with Naoimh Connell and St Eunan's. Whoever wins between Naoimh Connell and St Eunan's will go through to the knockout stage, and Dunloe are already in the playoff, as the relegation playoff, excuse me, as they have lost out in their head-to-head games with Naoimh Connell and St Eunan's. In Group A on Sunday, Glenswilly host Burt and Ardra host Bundoran. Glenswilly and Ardra wins will send them to the last eight, with Ardra topping the group. If Glenswilly and Bundoran will score a difference, will determine who goes out of the group, and Burt's only hope of avoiding the relegation playoff is a big win at Glenswilly, and that Bundoran lose heavily to Ardra. And on Sunday in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Intermediate Championship, Group A, St Noel's host Naoimh Columbkille and Naoimh Columba host Naoimh Ulton. And in Group B, it's Éireann Ballyshannon against Downings and Naoimh Muide against Fanad Gaels. In Tyrone this weekend, there's one game in the Senior Championship tonight. Airgill Kieran host Carrickmore. Tomorrow sees Ahiarn take on Oma St Enda's. And on Sunday, it's Dáirlahan against Killyclan and Dromore versus Cole Island. There's one game in the Intermediate Championship tonight in Tyrone. It's Onro against Ahacloy. In Derry this weekend, tomorrow, it's the senior quarter finals. St Oliver Plunkett's take on Ballinascreen, and Glen will face Ballinderry. That's tomorrow. And on Sunday, quarter finals, it's Lavie against the Loop, and Coleraine will take on Slochneil. The Donegal Ladies Football Championship senior final is on Sunday at 2 p.m. in O'Donnell Park. Glen Finn will take on Mayville there, with the winner going on to play Lurgan of Cavan in the Ulster quarter final on Sunday, the 30th of September. Staying with Gaelic games and the Ulster Ladies Intermediate Football Club Championship first round, Naoimh Connell will take on Arva Kilishandra of Cavan there at 5 p.m. with the game being played in Glenties. Donica Walsh has become the second Kerry forward to announce his retirement this month. The 34-year-old won three All-Ireland titles and eight Munster crowns during his 15 years with the Kingdom, and he has followed in the footsteps of Kieran Donaghy, who hung up his boots last week. Another retirement is Galway forward Sean Armstrong retiring from inter-county Gaelic football. The 33-year-old has stepped away before in 2014 before returning to the panel in 2017, and his last appearance was in the Tribesmen All-Ireland semi-final defeat to Dublin this summer, and Armstrong says it was an honour to wear the maroon and white. In golf, Oliver Fisher has made golfing history by becoming the first man to ever shoot 59 in a round on the European Tour. The Englishman made 10 birdies and an eagle in his bogey-free 12-under-par effort to join Lucas Herbert at the top of the leaderboard at 12-under after two rounds of the Portugal Masters. 2012 winner Shane Lowry is three shots back at 9-under after a round of 69 today, and Wicklow's Paul Dunne is 6-under into the weekend, while Padraig Harrington has missed the cut after finishing his second round at level par. Rory McIlroy is two shots off the lead ahead of teeing off his second round at the season-ending Tour Championship in Georgia. The Ulstermen will resume from 3-under par with Ricky Fowler and Tiger Woods sharing the lead into day two at 5-under. Rugby now, and Ulster face off against the Cheetahs tonight in round about an hour's time. Also tonight, Munster will travel to Cardiff. Tomorrow sees Connacht host Scarlets at the Sports Ground and Leinster host Edinburgh at the RDS. Locally in rugby, Ulster Premiership takes centre stage, and our featured game tomorrow will be City of Derry when they take on Dungannon. Harlequins also will play Oma, and Rainey will host a banger there as well. Tomorrow, sees the Bushwhacker Rally in Oma, round six of the Northern Ireland Rally Championship, and round six of the Irish Forestry Championship. That's the Bushwhacker Rally in Oma tomorrow. And finally, in mixed martial arts, Conor McGregor has agreed a new six-fight deal with the UFC. The organization's president, Dana White, has confirmed that the new contract will make the Dubliner the best-paid fighter in UFC history. McGregor will end his two-year absence from mixed martial arts when he headlines UFC 229 against Khabib Nurmagomedov in Las Vegas next month. That's your sports news here on Highland Today. Your next sports update and show will be tomorrow from 2 p.m. with Saturday Sport, but for now it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. And finally in news, an additional €441,000 has been allocated for Donegal under the Community Enhancement Programme. It's after funding announced earlier this year of €159,400 for the county, bringing the total funding to €600,500. Minister Michael Ring announced the latest tranche of funding today as part of an €8 million allocation to support disadvantaged communities throughout the country by providing capital grants to community groups. The CEP supports a range of investment in all areas of communities, such as childcare groups, play groups, recreational groups, sports grounds, landscaping and the elderly. For weather now, a mixture of sunny spells and blustery showers this evening. The strong westerly winds will gradually moderate. Tonight will be mainly dry with clear spells, but a few scattered showers may occur with lowest temperatures of 6 or 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a potential Eris sign dating back to World War II has been discovered in Fannid. The discovery was made during the filming of T.G. Carr's small-scale feature on the history of Fannid Lighthouse. A couple have been left badly shaken after being held at gunpoint in their home in the Yates Court area of Derry last night. Four masked men entered the property shortly before 10 o'clock. €1.8 million has been allocated for progress in the establishment of a technological university serving the West and Northwest. The Connacht Ulster Alliance is bringing together the Institutes of Technology in Letterkenny, Sligo, Galway and Mayo, with a formal proposal expected in 2 years' time. And a Donegal deputy has introduced a new piece of legislation which would define housing, health, education and other social needs as fundamental human rights. Deputy Thomas Pringle says the Economic, Social and Cultural Rights Bill would lead to a referendum asking the people to enshrine these rights in the Constitution. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, September the 21st. The death has occurred of Vincent McDade, Sr., 6 Orchard Grove, Newton Cunningham, and formerly of Lower Main Street, Newton Cunningham. Removal this evening from Kelly's funeral home, Rafoe, at 6 o'clock, going to his former residence at Lower Main Street, Newton Cunningham. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:30, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for funeral mass at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Little Angel School, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Maureen Harkin at Knockamani. Remains reposing overnight at Conley's Homes at Chapel Mallentown tonight and tomorrow night. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, going to St Patrick's Church on Hacley Mallon for funeral mass at 10:30. Interment afterwards in Lag Cemetery, Mallon. Viewing time both nights until 10 o'clock. The death has taken place of Teresa McGilloway, Kinnigo, Ballymagan, Buncrana. Removal from the hospice this evening at 6:30, going to her late residence. Funeral from her late residence on Sunday morning at 10:10 for 11 o'clock mass at St Mary's Church at Cockhill, Buncrana. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. until 12 noon. The death has occurred of Barbara Griffin, née Neeson, Shesha Cottage, Castle Finn. Funeral service in Lynch's funeral home, Castle Derg, on Sunday morning at 11:30, followed by private cremation at Lakelands Crematorium, County Cavan. The house is private to family members only, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of Carmel McCallion, Lismonahan, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass at 12 noon in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, on Sunday. Interment afterwards to Conwell Cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Brian Mimna Drumquin. His remains are reposing at the residence of his brother Colin Mimna, 22 Sigully Road, Drumquin. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Angela Morn Dugan of Middledore, Gidore. Remains reposing at the residence of her son Hugh Mark Morn, Middledore, Gidore. Removal from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 for funeral mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Chapel, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. House private from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place of Jimmy McFadden, Knock a Stroller, Bombeg. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there this evening at 6:30, going to St Mary's Chapel, Derrybeg, to repose overnight. Funeral mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The death has occurred in London, England, of Anthony Donaghy, Doe, 54, Cockhill Park, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his late residence, 54, Cockhill Park, Buncrana. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, leaving at 22:11 for 11 o'clock mass at St Mary's Church, Cockhill. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of John Jordan, Woodside, Remelton. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please.